From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas demanding a recall referendum against the president. Venezuelans say they are growing tired of triple-digit inflation as well as food shortages. Mr. Maduro threatened to imprison opposition leaders if violence broke out during those demonstrations, but the leader of the Democratic Unity Roundtable vowed that the marches would be peaceful. Brazil's ousted President Dilma Rousseff has filed an appeal with the country's Supreme Court to challenge the Senate's decision to remove her from office for breaking budgetary rules. The appeal demands the immediate suspension of the effects of the Senate decision. The appeal also accuses opposition lawyers of violating Rousseff's rights to due process. If the court grants the injunction, the Senate trial will be repeated. A spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is denying U.S. claims that his government has agreed to a ceasefire with Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. U.S. asked Turkey to halt its offensive against the Kurds and to instead focus its efforts on combating the Islamic State, but the spokesman says that that is out of the question. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted in violence after officials announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Opposition leader Jean Ping is disputing the official election results that showed him losing by about 5,000 votes. This is VOA News.